Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. I was sitting here since you're talking about weather and stuff. After losing 600 employees to layoffs and retirements, the National Weather Service is planning to hire additional staff members to stabilize the department. They're going to the Trump hiring freeze has been removed for them. They can hire 126 people: meteorologists, hydrologists, physical scientists, electronics technicians. So they're going to hire more people at the Weather Service. The National Hurricane Center says they are fully staffed.
Well, that's not what they've been saying.
I know it, but they said they're fully staffed, and that's what they say. So we'll see what they say. Above-average hurricane season is expected this year. Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe at the Hurricane Center, but, man, I was...
They were not. No, they're understaffed everywhere, but the National Hurricane Center
comes to your area,
is fully staffed, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, good, because there have been a bunch of stories in the last couple of weeks, because hurricane season started officially yesterday.
Yeah.
And a guy here in Texas that's on the, you know, the emergency, whatever it is, said the likelihood that the very first name stormed, a storm, what is it, Annabelle or something like that?
Andrea,
will develop by next week. In fact, just in time.
Yeah, there was somebody acting like that was going to be in the Atlantic Ocean, kind of offshore from Jacksonville, was something they were sort of predicting. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm glad I think this is crazy that it. I know what they were doing. If anything to do with climate change, they were going to 86 it. That was just all there is to it.
And you know what I mean? To your point, what I may be conflating, just for the record, about how we're not ready for hurricane season, also had a lot to do, more perhaps, with, quote, chaos at FEMA. There's nobody left at FEMA, not ready with hurricane preparations, slowing to a crawl, not ready, help wanted. Layoffs, early retirements, and pre-existing vacancies have left the National Weather Service also in dire shape. It says, this according to CNN, so once again, filter that.
Of course. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. And that's when you read the Washington Post or New York Times or CNN or any of them. It's not that the facts that they're getting are absolutely wrong. They're as guilty as Trump is about embellishing things, using the word dire.
Distorting,
They distort. That may be the best word of the day. Distortion is what you see, and you have to somehow try to filter out around the distortion. The Trump people, or any administration, are going to say everything is fine, we are ready to go, we were ready to go last night. And then you're going to have people who've got whistleblowers or malcontents or others who are calling, you know, into news outlets, and they're telling, oh my God, it's bad. They're running around naked in there and having parties at the Weather Service. Well, that's not true either. they're just trying to stir stuff up. So it's
bingo.
Well, somewhere in between.
Let's not let be lost on us in conclusion. One of the things media learned going back to George Bush 43 as president is if your FEMA isn't ready, you can create a tremendous negative against an administration. And so I can see how they right now want to say FEMA's not ready.
Oh, and then say we told you so. I mean, and that's been proven the old school book in Chicago. If you're the mayor and you're not ready to remove the snow, you won't be the mayor very long.
Yeah. Give us what basic government's supposed to. Like maybe some
right,
police.
In that city more than any other because they know they're going to get the snow and they're paralyzed. And so they've got great snow removal system, millions and millions of dollars worth. But if you're not there to manage it and to get it done in a very timely manner, that the people will turn on you big time because of something like that. FEMA's the same way. So if we get hit by a hurricane, Biden administration didn't do anything worth a flip with it either. You know, if you remember, they left the people there just suffering in North Carolina and in several other places. And they're still trying to put that back together. And even now, you know, it just moves slowly. But if DeSantis, he's got his act together down in Florida. You saw how they put that thing together near Naples when they knocked some bridge out where you couldn't get to one of those islands, and they had it back pretty quick. And DeSantis has been, he could have been elected president based on his leadership for those things.
Yeah, but not on his likability, apparently.
Not on his likability. Yeah. But I don't care if he's not likable when they're trying to put, you know, the power trucks back in the neighborhoods and all that stuff.
Right.
But when he's trying to kiss the babies and do all that, it doesn't go well. Now, we'll talk about distortion. I went to a lot of different sources, and you just got to be careful in what you read and what is true and what isn't. But a few people bumped this up to the top of the food chain, and I think this is one of the biggest stories. Two stories have happened in the last year that have been underplayed, but they've done more to probably strike fear into everybody at the Pentagon than anything anybody else has done. One was that pager story where the Israelis, after a long time, got these pagers that all went off in the pants of all these terrorists.
Yeah, that was scary.
And the way they did it and how they did it, that was really amazing. That was like some Mission Impossible movie. And then this week, the more you hear about what Ukraine did, man, they went in some cases 3,000 miles from the Ukraine, took these containers that somehow passed muster in a police state like Russia and parked them within reasonably near some of these air bases where the bombers were parked out on the field. And the drones, somehow the top came off the container and through some shape or form, and these remote-controlled drones, several different kinds, went up, went out, and dropped their ordnance on those sitting bombers, and they may have gotten as many as 40, that's a third of Russia's strategic bomber fleet, done that way. So you tell me,
Mission Impossible.
How in the world can we stop something like that, and how do we know that that's not going on in this country now?
Well, multiple Chinese hot air balloons can float over the West Coast all the way to the other side of the East Coast for some guy out in Nevada happened to say, hey, I saw something, took a picture of it.
Yeah, we've been hearing it's a matter of not if, it's when, back here in the States.
Yeah, and it shows you that it's so possible. And think of all the possible people. And see, when we see things like the border, they're tightening up the border, you know, and they're doing all this at the border and all this kind of stuff. We're not told everything. And one thing I'm thinking is, what if the people who hate us were coming in through the southern border, you know, with drones? The cartels hate us, and, you know, every other country, you know, this mad at us could come in that way, bring in these things through smugglers, through drones, and many of our planes are sitting ducks. I know the F-35s in Montgomery that are sitting there at the Air National Guard base. Yeah, I think of several ways a crazy person could get on that base and ram those, and they'd get shot at, but they could, you know, if they were in something, some kind of like a Brinks truck or something, could do it.
Weren't we having the conversation at this time last year about all the you know, wasn't too long ago, the drones that everyone kept seeing and we didn't know what they were.
Right. And, you know, they've done great stories on that. And one of them, I know one of the bases there was Langley in Virginia, which is the air base. It's not Andrews that they call. It's Langley, the one they call with the fighters that are going to go up over Washington if they need to go in a hurry to get something. And I think they may have moved a few to Andrews, but the main fleet there is down there. And they had the commander of the air base said, yep, we were seeing these things, we were watching them, but there was little or nothing we could do about it. Because in some cases they can be jammed, but not completely. In some cases they can be shot down, but it's not easy, and you don't have much time, and you're not really set up for something, some drone to appear, and 30 seconds later it's going to crash. I mean, I don't think our radars necessarily are set up at these bases for that. And then you've seen where the Chinese have been buying, just picking on them for a second, buying property in, say, North Dakota that aren't that far from some of our missile silos and some of our bases up there. Why are they doing that? Maybe they're doing it to put drones on the property so they could do this. So there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't know about, and that's why presidents have, most of them have gray hair when they leave there, because they're told all this kind of stuff that scares them to death, and they don't pass that on to us, and that's probably a good thing. We'd all be nervous wrecks all the time. But you really hope that they're behind the scenes. That's why this Golden Dome is really kind of a dumb idea. In theory, it's a wonderful idea if you were making a Superman movie or something, but in the real world where we've got real threats, that's not as much a real threat as some of these smaller things that can do bad things. And I hope that we're working on it. I mean, I hope that our military is behind the scenes. I think they are, but I don't know. If the Ukrainians can do this, what can some of these other countries do? So it's very interesting. Keep an eye on that story. I'm sure there's got to be a reason that they wouldn't do it. We'll see what people are going to say. I heard some people talking about it yesterday, but I hadn't heard anybody officially from the military, and I don't know that they're going to say anything about it. Whammo. You got Whammo in Austin?
The toy people? Or
no, Whammo the car.
Oh, yeah, Waymo.
Waymo, Waymo. That's Waymo. Waymo, yeah.
Waymo.
Okay.
It's the Jaguar.
What was Waylon's nickname? Wasn't it something like that?
Waymore. He was Waymore.
Okay. Well, you don't think this is Waylon coming back and doing this? No. It surpassed 10 million paid driverless rides and is poised to see 20 million by the end of the year. Self-driving taxis, handful of cities, particularly San Francisco. They said something about Austin in one of these reports, but
yeah,
anyway,
Waymo
rapid.
Said, yeah.
So everybody's riding into Waymo. They said people are paying 10,000 Waymo rides per week in August. From that number, 50,000 a week in May 24, 100,000 per week in August of that year. Now there's a 250,000 are doing Waymo in a week. So have you done a Waymo?
No, but I see them every day.
I want to. I want to.
How do you call Waymo? How do you get one?
Through Uber and all of them. They that's who uses it.
Oh, Uber has got it. It could be an Uber driver or it could be Waymo?
Yes. As a matter of well, Waymo may be with just one of those. I don't remember. Not sure. But what are they? Are they the Porsches?
The Jaguars.
Jaguar. Yeah, they're Jaguar. They're Jaguar SUVs. Little small ones, but you know, it's not like you're getting in a Chevy Lumina.
Hmm.
Not that there's anything wrong.
But they haven't come up to like Tahoes and things like that, right?
I haven't seen one. Everything I've seen has been a Jaguar.
A lot of equipment on that, yeah.
Well, Jaguar, you have to kind of break your neck to get in one of those things. But Jaguar SUV is a little more room, but that's about the size of a Bronco, isn't it? Not Bronco, but Explorer.
No, not quite. More
not
like
big?
More like a Porsche, a little bit smaller than a Porsche Carrera, a little bit bigger than a...
Like a Tesla.
But it's an SUV size thing.
Oh, yeah.
But very small compared to most SUVs.
Mm. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here we go, 7:59 with Page 2. It's Jimmy Carter.
Oh, just looking through Mount Etna. Boy, see that video from the... How'd you like to have been on that mountain when it blew up yesterday?
That was crazy.
Boy, that get you to do the tighten up. I mean, it went up 21,000 feet in the air, all that ash. Plus, you've read a little bit about history. It's one of these Italian volcanoes. Woo. But they say it's no danger, but tourists were definitely hot-footing it off that mountain. Wow. The Sahara dust storm, it is expected to reach the Gulf Coast midweek, and this is getting close to midweek. The dust cloud, the Sahara air layer, hangs between 5,000 and 20,000 feet above the earth and can suppress storm and hurricane via a formation by making the air less moist.
So, is that in any way related to the Sahara Desert?
Yes.
Just checking.
Sahara. Sahara.
Sahara.
You say Sahara, I say Sahara.
Tomato. Just don't say tomato.
It's a process, y'all.
It's a process.
Office demolitions and conversions this year exceeded new construction for the first time in 25 years.
Well, that's been going on here
a lot.
Almost 2 years. Yeah. Yep.
Yep, definitely. Bristol-Myers Squibb agreed to an $11 billion deal to license the next-generation cancer drug from BioNTech. Boy, you watched something. What was I watching the other night? Every break had a different drug in it. And it was for everything. I mean, all the different ones. Some have songs, some don't. And, boy, and if you read, and I know they have to do, you know, the bad things that can happen if you take this drug. Makes you not want to take any of them, that's for sure. They do. They have some bad side effects if they, you know, if you're the lucky one.
Some of them tickle me, obviously.
We Jardiance.
Talked about that. Well, I think Jardiance is one of them at the end. Say, don't take Jardiance if you're allergic to Jardiance. Well, how do you know? Do you take it?
I know. And then some of the...
If you find out you're allergic to Jardiance, put it away fast, you know, but come on.
Yeah, if your rear end pops out.
Yeah, I was going to see some of the side effects. I'm like, oh, no.
There was one that said may cause uncontrollable bowel and explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, that's that Ozempic? I don't know, but whatever that was. Weird. Weird, weird, weird. This is going to be cool, and disregard the fact that it's on CNN. Don't tune in until 6 o'clock to watch it. But they're going to do the first ever live broadcast of a Broadway play. Never been done before.
I thought that had been done.
No, it said never been done. I can't.
They've done live plays, I guess, or live deals.
Yeah, they used to do those on Hollywood Playhouse and all kinds of things.
Okay.
But they've never done actually a play from the play. The Winter Garden Theater, Good Night, Good Luck with George Clooney at 6 o'clock this Saturday night. First Broadway play ever done live. I know that we couldn't even bring... I've had cameras we wanted to bring in and do interviews with, like, Mac Davis or Larry Gatlin or any number of people that we've had some... I had some country connection with, bringing in a crew. They wouldn't let you do it. And you couldn't shoot any of the footage. The only time you ever see any footage from one, that you'll see it occasionally on a commercial. But it's something they shot, the theater company shot somehow, and they let them do it for the commercial. But you just can't go in there and shoot video from a play. And boy, there have been some great ones too. They would have been beautifully, you know, made some good clips, but you can't find it. I mean, people
I kind of understand why, because if you could just watch that, then you wouldn't go to Broadway and say, I'll drop $450 each for a cheap ticket.
Same as a concert.
Well, that theory too. You wouldn't put out a movie clip. If you, I mean, why they wouldn't clip something, you know, to tease you to go in, I don't know.
No,
I
that makes sense, yeah.
I mean, Disney laying off several hundred employees globally, they're making boxes and boxes of money. I don't know. You know, that part's never made sense to me, this whole layoff thing. And there's this, Byron Allen, who I'm not a big fan of. He is having to, looks like, sell the 28 local TV stations in 21 markets that he recently bought. He needs it to generate some cash to significantly reduce its outstanding debt. So those stations are all for sale again. Be interesting to see who wants to buy or pick that up. And there's a song that came out 38 years ago, which is amazing to me, Never Gonna Give You Up, by a guy named Rick Astley.
Oh, get Rick that Roll. Song,
sure. Never Gonna
The Rick Roll up. Song. It has now gone 1 billion streams.
Who'd have thunk that? No, not me.
And, wow, I mean, it's...
Let's Rick Roll, come on. Platinum. Oh, yeah.
Never sounds like this was in a Billy Crystal movie or something.
Well, it was in a movie. I forget which
Billy
one.
Billy Crystal and... who was that guy? He was a dancer, too, the black guy. And they were in a cop movie out of Chicago together, and they were going to retire.
I'm not sure, Bob. I didn't mean to leave you hanging. I'm just
Rick Astley, right?
Astley.
Astley?
There's no H.
South Austin, we do.
I like this other song better, Together Forever, but I always like this one, too.
This does not sound like a Jimmy Carter song.
Oh, it's very much a Jimmy Carter song.
Oh.
Never gonna let you
down. Not droopy enough for me. You would say. Yeah.
No, that's one of those songs that reminds you of somebody else, you know, some old girlfriend or something. Rick Astley. Okay. That's all I know on this Tuesday.
All right.
Pretty darn good discussion. Thank you, Jimmy. What do we say? What do you say we do it tomorrow?
Okay.
Yeah, midweek. Yeah, looking forward to it. All right, buddy. Have a great day. Take care. Jimmy Carter, Precision Camera and Video, Never Going to Give You Up. Also, Rick Astley.
Astley. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Astley.
It was in that movie, The Angry Birds Movie, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Bumblebee, and Rio's Sex Comedy.
That's not the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
These are two guys, and they decide they're in Chicago, they're going to go out with a bang, and they're almost trying to get killed, and they decide they're going to retire and go to Key West and open up a bar. Billy Crystal and, he's the dancer, really, as much as he is a movie guy, actor.
Man, I got nothing.
And I'm sorry all else I got to help you with is black guy.
I got nothing.
Great actor.
Text line will come through.
We'll solve that and a few other mysteries.
Like,
and also,
anyone? Bueller?
Thank Crestview RV Bueller. And Swartner Farm and Ranch for the Jimmy Carter Report. More with Eric and Bob and old Billy Crystal movie trivia coming up right here on 95.9 Austin's Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.